Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, you gonna drive and smoke.
You know, I just want a little bit.
Got that back here, man.
Yo, put that out, man. 5-0 coming. Oh, put that down.
Man,
put that
you
down.
Got your license, right?
Yeah, I got my license. I'm straight.
You got the registration?
Hell yeah.
Man, got a horn.
Good afternoon, fellas.
How you doing, officer?
All right, how you doing?
We okay.
Hey, look, could I see your license and registration, please?
Okay, what do we do, officer?
Yeah, what you do, you done 135 miles an hour for 17 miles. Let me see your license and registration.
All right, is it all right if I get in my pocket and...
Hold up, this is goddamn thing right here. Hey, look, goddammit, I ain't talking to you. And who is this goddamn Gomez fella you got in the back seat up there?
He's a friend of ours.
You find something so goddamn funny, don't you? I'm saying, though. Hey, look, Willie, come on up here. Cover these boys.
Oh,
they looking funny. You got any guns or drugs in this car?
No,
you ain't got none of that?
No,
you got to have something in here.
No,
I smelt goddamn marijuana all the way from down there.
Come on, listen, officer, man, listen.
No,
you listen to me. Officer, I'm Black Rob.
Black Rob, how you doing? I'm White Cop. Now get the fuck out.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
Oh, shit.
I felt like that when I was on the road to those fucking bastards.
And they're so smart asses. For no reason. No reason at all. Gotta be a smart ass. Oh, man.
Power. They think they have power because they got that badge.
Exactly what it is. They have Christmas lights on the top of their cars. They can do, you know, pass the speed limit and they can run through red lights. I run through red lights all the time. Just not on the street. If you know what I mean. If my woman has her period, I run red lights. I got my Red Wings. Red Bull is not the only thing that gives you wings. Eating Q while your girl's on her period also gives
you say?
Wings. Huh?
What did you just say?
I said I ran many red lights in my time. The policia doesn't get the credit for running red lights all the time. I also ran red lights, but it's not on the streets. When it comes to women, if you're on your period, hey, I was born in blood. So I feel as though, why should I say pause? After you're done your period, let's do our thing. No. My nasty ass will still go down and eat the goo.
Ew!
Now, come on, Cobra. You mean some of you never had your guts busted when you was on your rag? Oh, wow. I'm sorry to say. I know I feel sorry for you. I'm sure. Women say that that's the time that they're the horniest.
It is, though.
Oh, yeah. That's the time you should really be getting it. Ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year. You tuned in to nothing other than the hottest show on Blog Talk Radio. It's the TD show, that's right, technical difficulties. I'm your boy JJ. And you got your gala, La Cubanita in the background.
Yeah.
That intro was a little, you know, today is actually Thirsty Thursdays. But the intro was, it was a funny intro, you know. Thought that maybe you people need to realize that because the policia, they're still out hunting to get those quotas. while they're looking for, you know, getting their quotas fattened, their checks fattened, they're pulling people over with dumb shit. And they're also going to pull you over and ask you dumb questions. Like, oh, where you headed to? Oh, yeah, you live there? Who do you know in there? Who do you know there? Like, come on, don't ask me these dumb-ass questions, man.
Do you have to answer those questions? Can't you just tell me it's none of your business?
I mean, you can, but then, you know, there'd be more penises. There'd be a penis about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's something I would say, but like, none of your business.
Exactly. That's something that you should say. But
so you got to know where I'm going. What's it to you?
Where you're headed.
And they ask you where
you're
coming.
Somewhere you're not. You said they what?
Or when they ask you where you're coming from. Where you coming from? None of your fucking business. Did you pull me over? Let me know and let me the fuck go.
Yeah.
You going to give me a ticket? Give me a fucking ticket. Fuck it.
I'm coming from your mama's house. That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
Where you coming from? Well, I just left your wife's house. I was boning your wife.
Hey, freedom of speech, right?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, it's not that free because you do that, you're going to, you know, have one of them angry cops try to, you know, bust you. And you're right, it's freedom of speech, but no one really looks at that. Just like it's proven, you're innocent until proven guilty. Well, hey, gee, if I'm innocent until proven guilty, why am I in jail?
Yeah, it's actually guilty until proven innocent.
Pretty much. I don't know. It makes no sense to me. Blog Talk Radio was holding it down. Yeah, I mean, oh, what were you about to say?
I said, you know what makes no sense to me?
What?
Dudes with bad wigs makes no sense to me.
Dudes with bad wigs?
Yeah. Like, you're bald. Would you wear a wig?
I don't know.
Leaning all to the side and shit.
Oh, you mean like them toupees and all that?
Yeah.
And the comb overs?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I saw this guy had the nerve to take his hat off when the wind was blowing. I saw that flap of hair just going the other side. I was rolling. I was rolling. I almost had a heart attack. I saw that. I was rolling.
Yeah, well, I saw one of those myself. In the airport, and I was rolling my damn self, where this guy had this toupee on, and his toupee was actually moved.
Uh-huh.
It was tilted over to the side, so you know how the part is supposed to be on the side of your head? It was actually in the middle of the head.
Uh-huh.
And where the comb-over was, it dove into his forehead. It looked like his wig piece was pushed forward.
Oh, Lord.
It was just horrible. And he's walking around like, yo, come on. Look at him. You really think people can't notice? Like, you're really that ashamed of your bald head? I think I'd rather have a bald head than have a fucking toupee.
Yeah, than a comb over.
Yeah.
It was like you just dug some carpet off from your underneath your couch and put it on top of your head. Like, yo, mangy head bastard. Oh, carpet head. Carpet head in the face. Yeah, but this is a TD show. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure y'all hit the MySpace page up, www.myspace.com/the_TD_show, where we have new pictures. It's too fresh to be on the space. That's right. Where your girl Kuba and your boy JJ, you know, we went out for 2008 to celebrate the year 2008. Went out to go wild the hell out. Wow, the F out. I'm going to try to, you know, I actually set, oh yeah, by the way, the pictures is hot. But I set the rating, like the, you know, the, what's the word? The, you know, maturity level. I set it for everyone. The reason why I did that is because so everybody can hit us up. Now, only thing I got to do, oh, Lord, it's cold as hell outside. Only thing I got to do is act as if we were on the radio, you know, like, if the FCC was listening and all that, and we had to watch out and we can get fines, this and that. So what my idea was is that We can still curse. Niggas, you can say shit, bitch, asshole, ass face. The only words you can't say, which is the words that I'm not going to say and I'm going to try to fall back on, is F-U-C-K. Now, nigga, you can use nigga on the radio.
Now wait, what makes different asshole from the word F-U-C-K?
Because, I don't know, it makes no sense, but we did a segment on the several dirty words out there, and when we did have a mature audience, and it was all mature, that's when we discussed it, and, you know, it was the history of the F-U-C-K. Now, I think words is just words, but unfortunately, out there in the real world, I'm sure they don't want a show where someone can just come up to the show and it can be any kid just listening and hear what's just down and out. Even though the kids out there use these words. But I don't want to condone the word. So I'll just use the asshole. And whenever I refer to the F word, I won't be as gay as to say the F bomb. But I might say, like, you know, if I want to say F-U-C-K out of here, I might say the F up out of here. F you, who the F you think you are, you know. Also, sounds kind of funny. But it's just a word. Cooper, it's just a word. But people get all wild over this word for I don't know what. Like, that's like saying, you know, oh, well, dog. Dog is now taking place of the F-U-C-K word. So F-U-C-K stands for dog, and dog stands for F-U-C-K. I mean, it's just words. That's all it is. Well, obviously, there's sensitive people out there. So, and when 6-4 and SD, when they come on the show, I'm going to have to, you know, put them on to this.
Now, why are we having not mature audiences listen to us anyway?
Because it's for everyone.
Yeah, why?
Because I want to get, you know, to the you know, I want to get kind of...
Everyone. We only want everybody 18 and over. Or 21 and over.
Unfortunately, on Blog Talk Radio, you can't put in, okay, I want 18 and 21. It's either everyone, mature, or whatever. Now, the reason why I put it as everyone is because, look at, for example, the radio stations on the FM station. Anybody can change to that. So I want anybody to be able to change to this one. You know what I mean? Now, when it gets to the satellite radio thing, you have to buy satellite radio in order to listen to them curse and all that. You know, but say we get picked up by an FM station, they're not going to look at us and be like, oh, whoa, damn, they curse too much. I don't think they'd be able to calm it down, because damn it, we do. And sometimes I almost slip in front of my mom's. I don't know what it is. It's just cursing. I used to didn't curse at all, but just for some reason, cursing, like, just, ah. I don't know. Hey, I tried to smoke weed the other day, and,
Did you really?
Yeah. I felt like an asshole because I didn't get anything out of it. It just burnt my throat. I looked like an asshole. So I don't see what people see in it. I really don't. I even tried the different blunt wraps, the grapes, the watermelon, the, you know, cotton candy. You know, it's all the same. I'm sorry.
Well, what were you expecting to feel?
I was expecting to feel high, like, you know.
Like,
I was expecting to eat everything in sight. I was expecting, you know, but I guess it's just, you know, you can't believe anything you see on TV.
I hear that.
Yeah. Oh, Sunshine Anderson and the face ass chick. Yeah, Cooper, I'm gonna do you one favor. I'm gonna do you one favor on Thursday. I'm gonna do you a favor.
Yeah?
This is for you and the Spanish listeners out there. This is all going out to y'all. keep this shit locked. Yeah, that's right. We play reggaeton. We don't just play hip hop. We don't just play rock and roll. We don't just play trance. We play it all. TV show.
She does everything to seduce me, and I go. Like, basically, she's trying to seduce him, and he's going for it.
Okay.
You know, like if you're feeding into it, you know?
Yeah.
Let's say I walk up to the club, and I'm dancing, shaking my ass all in front of you.
Which is a lot of ass. Go ahead.
Every time I pass by you, I lick my lips, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wink my eye.
I can understand that because I'm so sexy. Go ahead.
You know? Things like that. Things that I try to seduce you.
Okay. Hit us up on the channel lines 347-215-8388. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests. We're on here live from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. New time. We're not going anywhere. You know, and that's how we do, pretty much. Thirsty Thursdays. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yep.
Oh, man. You know, my New Year, well, you know exactly what my New Year was about. You was there. Almost blew my hand off because one of the M80s fireworks that I had was too short. So me like an asshole, I have the match, and it kept blowing out. So I turned my back, lit it. You didn't see this by this time because you fell back because you didn't want to get hit. So I lit it, and I lit it too close to the bottom by accident because I was rushing. And it said, as soon as I threw it out of my hands, it blew. That would not be pretty. That would not be pretty. I'll give me some more. Anybody know where I can get some fireworks? Definitely hit me up. July 4th is going to be popping. I just like M80s. Like it's a half stick of dynamite. Well, what I had was an M500. But the M80s are louder. The M80s are louder, huh?
If you want to enjoy a 4th of July, you got to come down here. Fireworks are legal here.
Are legal?
Yep, they are legal.
So I can just throw a firework right in front of a cop car.
Yeah, they have plenty of stores. The only thing the cops tell you is be careful and use caution.
I wish that was in Jersey. Jersey's ridiculous. Jersey is so gay, man, I swear. It's so gaffy up in Jersey, man, I swear. They got these gaffy laws. I mean, you got to be a gaff to live in Jersey.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You got to give you a license, you know what I mean, to buy them and stuff like that, but...
Oh, whoa. You got to what?
You got to show your license. You got to show that, one, you're over 21.
Uh-huh.
Or 18 or something like that.
So do I need a Florida license?
No, you don't need a Florida. You need any license. When I got them, I still had my Jersey license. I didn't get my Florida license till like, almost August. And we had a great time this 4th of July with my kids doing the fireworks. We bought a box that was like, well, my brothers bought it for them. It was like maybe $200, close to $300 a box.
Uh-huh.
We were doing for hours and hours. We started like at 6 o'clock in the evening. We didn't finish like 1, 2 in the morning.
After doing what?
Doing all the fireworks. We had a huge box full of fireworks. Every type of firework you could imagine.
Even
had the ones that go up in the air and turn into different colors.
This is what we were talking about earlier, Kuba. And everyone listening, you need to listen up because this is information that if it hits you, you're going to be as pissed off as I am. Here we go. IRS says rebates may come late in 08 report. New York Market Watch, the Internal Revenue Service, said Thursday that more than 3 million people will have to wait until February to get their tax refunds because of Congress' late fix to the alternative minimum tax, according to an Associated Press report. Congress put a one-year freeze on growth of the alternative minimum tax last week, shielding many middle and upper middle income taxpayers from first exposure to the tax. But Congress's late action means the IRS won't be able to start processing 5 AMT-related forms until February, delaying potentially refunds for those people until that month, the AP reported. Between 3 million and 4 million people filed in January 2007 using those forms, with many of those people expecting a refund, the report quoted the IRS as saying. No, I think that's it. So, hello?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you get out of that? Because it said the...
I think they're full of shit. You know what?
Shielding many middle and upper middle income taxpayers. Now, would I be considered middle?
I don't know. I consider myself middle.
Yeah, I think it's bullshit too, man. I definitely think it's bullshit. It's like it's enough. You get me for my taxes.
But you know what's funny? How come? Okay, if that's the case, it's funny how when it comes for us to pay, when we have to pay them and all that, everything is always has to be on point. But then when it comes for them to do the same thing for us, they can't be on point, and then we have to take that. If they're already taking our money out of our checks, which they do it every fucking week or every biweekly, however you get paid.
Whoa, whoa, watch your mouth.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Ah.
And you get it, you know, weekly or biweekly, then why the hell, you know, do we have to wait to get our money back? That's money that we earned.
Uh-huh.
Makes no sense. But they're real quick to take the money from us.
Yeah.
They're never late on that.
Oh, yeah. That's the government for you, my sister.
Full of crap.
Yeah, I know.
Why shouldn't it affect the higher class people when yet they're the ones that make more money and contribute more? So why would it affect us? They give us less.
Yeah. Oh, then you got to ask yourself, how come they don't mess with the lower class?
They do.
Oh, it said middle and upper middle.
Poor and the rich keep getting richer.
Oh, man, look, you know what? I don't know. I really don't have nothing to say about that, but it's the fact that I just want to know what the hell am I. Okay, I'm not the lower class, I know that. And I damn sure ain't the high class. So pretty much I guess they're talking about me and you.
Mm-hmm.
We're middle and middle upper.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's a damn shame, man. Hey, what you going to do? You live in this world. We live in this state that's called United States.
You know one thing I don't understand? Why, and this I found out in Florida, we have a lot of golf courses here.
Uh-huh.
And golf courses do not have to pay property taxes. So if you own a golf course, you don't have to pay property tax. But yet if you own a house, you have to pay property tax. Does that make any sense?
All right, now what if you own a house that has a golf course in the back?
You got to pay taxes on the house, not on the golf course.
Okay, now what if I have a golf course and I build my house on it?
Then it's no longer a golf course because now your house is on it.
Oh, no, but what if I still, you know, what if I have proof that I hit my golf balls into my window and that's part of my, and maybe I'll allow everyone to, you know, just, you know, swat their balls, paws.
That's so gay.
Yeah, that was real gay.
Well, my thing is that if you and me wanted to start a business, any type of business, then we would get taxed on it. We get taxed on everything. But yet, Donald Trump is a freaking multimillionaire, and yet doesn't get taxed on his golf courses.
Well, Donald Trump also has money.
It's like $1 million a year.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can do that when you make money. Like, he's an upperclassman. Like,
he's an upperclassman?
Yeah, he's high class. You know what I meant, prick face. You fall back, let me breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Some breathing space.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Contrail featuring Sean Paul. You like how I did that? You like how I said give me some breathing space and I'm playing breathe? Yeah, you prick. Prick in the face. Keep it locked. TD show.
Shut up, Paul and Blue can't tell. Remix, I go make the head swell, yo. Yo, ay, yo, boom. Yo, ay, yo, dirty.
me.
So what's that supposed to be about, baby? Can't free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce on all the good times daily. Why you trying to pose like I be acting shady? What's that supposed to be about, baby? Can't free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Shonda Paul, I give it a good loving daily. Now you trying to pose like I be acting shady.
You say you love me, say you love me, but you're never there for me, yeah. You'll be crying, slowly dying when I decide to leave. Uh-oh. All we do is make up, then break up. Why don't we wake up and see? When love hurts, it won't work. Maybe we need some time alone. We need to let it breathe.
So what's that supposed to be about, baby? Can't free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce on all the good times daily. Why you trying to pose like I be acting shady?
You're on.
Make it very clear to you, you're very dear to me. An honor of my share to you, me not unfair to you. Woman, I want to really make you know that I will always draw near to you. But me know me not unfair to you. Me stand up like a man and I'll be there because I care for you. Long time you're telling me not a girl I compare to you. Woman, if you leave me now, I'm gonna shed a lot of tears for you. You want to breathe and see you're not exhaling. Say you want to leave cause this relationship failing. Ain't nobody say that this would be smooth sailing. Girl, I want to know why you're bailing. So what's that supposed to be about, baby? Can't free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce on all the good times daily. Why you trying to pose like I be acting crazy?
Talk Radio was gonna do that shit. I just knew it. They were gonna do that.
What?
I had something I was gonna play right after that song, and they effing started messing up. Oh man, you know what, man? This is the shit I'm talking about. Blog Talk can't keep nothing right, man. I swear. Oh man, I wish I was getting paid. I wish I was getting paid for this so I can just sue them. I wish I was getting paid just so I can sue them. If this wasn't free and I had to pay nothing, I wish I was paying to be on just so I can sue them. Maybe they get their shit together. This is the bullshit I'm talking about, man. This is the bullshit I am talking about. You know what? I'm really gonna just start looking for another station to go to, man. Cause this I'm fed up with this. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I did tell you they were getting kind of corny.
Yeah, they are getting corny. Like it's just ridiculous. It's like you can't do this, you can't do that. Whoa, dog! It's my show. I do whatever the hell I want. oh, but you got these regulations, you got to do this, you can't do this. Come on, dog, are you serious? Pause on that. Hopefully, maybe it works now. Yeah, it sounded better after it came right after the Breathe song. Oh, you know, this is the shit I'm talking about. First, they don't record my show last night.
That's because I wasn't on it now. Just kidding.
Oh, because you wasn't on it? Yeah, you know. And then now this shit.
I told you. Black Talk is getting very corny.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, I don't even promote no more. What's the point of promoting? If they keep messing up, there's no point. I'll tell, because I can tell people that, oh, listen to this, listen to that, listen to the night. And they're tuning in to what?
To static, to error.
This is the bullshit.
Hear my sexy heels?
Yeah, you sound like a fucking, yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you see, you just might as well put it to mature, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
because
well
you ragged on me, and I only effed up once. So far, I've counted, you did it like 5 times.
No, smartass, I only did it like 3 times.
Listen, you did it like 5. Because in the beginning, I counted from the beginning, too.
This is the shit I'm talking about. This is the shit I'm talking about. You know, I can't even do it. Just forget about it, you know. Just forget about it. I was trying to, you know, put a nice little thing out, and, you know, they're messing up. So I'm just going to play this. Hopefully this plays. Sound like an effing hooker back there.
As long as I don't sound as a cheap one, then we're good.
All right, no doubt. Come on, come on, come on! That SD on hold. I can't even unmute that nigga. No, man. Yo, John Sweet, you effing up, man. That's all I gotta say. I'm not even gonna say it no more. To John Sweet, you effing up. You know what I mean? We've been gone for a minute, now we back. You know what I mean? We're like a virus. You can't get rid of us. But I'll tell you one thing, John Sweet. I'll tell you one thing. You may look at me and my crew as a peon. You may look at us as a bunch of peons. But your site is bullshit. Tell me right now. The site is bullshit. Now, I heard people get picked up. But then my cousin from the other show, Are We Famous Radio, they had a meeting with you, supposedly, and you said some shit about, oh, you have to have 500 plus listeners? Well, you know, unlike you and your posse, we actually have jobs. So I can't be sitting down on my ass for hours promoting all over the internet. I have a job. Yeah, radio business can make a lot of money, but this is secondary. I deal with my first dairy. That made no sense. But my first dairy job.
Now, wait a second. Are we even on air? Because I logged on to Blog Talk Radio and it says error. And I keep refreshing it and it continues to say error.
Probably not. Let me look. Yeah, we gotta be online. Let's see if anybody's in the chat room. This really pissed me off, though. Ain't nobody in the chat room. All right, let me log out.
But log out afterwards, knowing that, thinking that we're not there.
Oh, man, if we're not, I'm...
By the way, I'm downloading the pictures for my camera.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Damn, I sound sexy. Yeah, we're on. We're on.
Well, I can't get on. It says error.
You probably asshole is giving us a virus.
Huh?
You probably asshole is giving us a virus.
Listen, F you, you mother flower.
Oh, that was cute. That was real cute. Like, that's these mom's butt cheeks. That feels good. Because it's like, I truly am trying to unmute him, but it's not letting me. So I'm just going to roast him until I can unmute him. Oh, California raisin in a face-ass nigga. Oh, Tupac California in a love in a face-ass nigga. This nigga got foot fungus on his tongue. Come on. Okay. Maybe they're going to be real corny. Hold on. Man, you know what? Oh, this is that bullshit, man. Oh, let me close this out. And then let me put the switchboard back on. Why? It was so funny.
This is one picture here. You look like you're extremely constipated.
Yeah. You know, SDO, Theodore Roosevelt and the mouth-ass nigga. Shirley Temple and the face-ass nigga.
See, that's what I hate. The day that, that you were out.
Uh-huh.
That day that we had a guest, the one that was rapping and all that, the same thing was happening. I couldn't unmute him for like 20 minutes.
Oh, and yeah?
Like,
All right. Let's see if this works. Let me go to Eminem. This pisses me off because I really want to play everything back now. But I'm going to have to... Tomorrow's show, I'm going to do my little remix thing. If it works.
You know, I was just going to say that if it works.
Ah, come on, man. Come on. All right, here we go. All right, this is the Eminem freestyle. It's 5 minutes long. We got 11 minutes left. Keep it locked in the TD show. Technical difficulties. It don't happen nowhere else, man. Come on! Don't do that to me. Just play. That's it. I'll throw my... There we go. Keep it locked.
Check this out. This guy's a choke artist. You catch a bad one, you better off shooting yourself with Papa Doc's handgun. Climbing up this mountain, you're weak. I leave you lost without a paddle, floating Schitt's Creek. You ain't Detroit, I'm the D. You the new kid on the block, about to get smacked back to the boondocks. Fucking Nazi, your squad ain't your type. Take some real advice and form a group with Vanilla Ice. And what I tell you, you better use it. This guy's a hillbilly, this ain't Willie Nelson music. Train of trash, I choke you to your last breath and have you looking foolish like Cheddar Bob when he shot himself. Silly rabbit, I know why they call you that, cause you follow future like he got carrots up his ass crack. And when you wrap it up, that's when you got jacked up and left stupid like Tina Turner when she got smacked up. I crack your shoulder blade, you'll get dropped so hard that Elvis will start turning in his grave. I don't know why they left you out in the dark. You need to take your white ass back across 8 miles to the trailer park. This guy raps like his parents jerked him. He sounds like Eric Sermon, the generic version. This whole crowd looks suspicious. It's all dudes in here, except for these bitches. So I'm a German.
human, eh? That's okay. You look like a fucking worm with brains. You greeters are the free world rookies. Looking, cocking six dicks be pussy. Talking about Chip Creek. Bitch, you could be a piss creek with paddles. This deep is still gonna sink. You're a disgrace. Yeah, they call me Rabbit. This is the turtle race. She can't get with me spitting this shit. Wickedly licking these shots. Some spiggy, spiggy, slick, lickety. So I'ma turn around with a great smile and walk my white ass back across 8 miles.
We
roll
this motherfucking house. What's going on, baby? Yo, it's time to get rid of this coward right here once and for all. Look at this motherfucker.
Rip
check
it,
this
Lotto.
Shit out.
Rip it, baby. Rip it. Yeah.
Yo, I'll spit a racial slur. Hawkey, sue me. This shit is a horror flick, but a black guy doesn't die in this movie. Fucking with Lotto's dog, you gotta be kidding. That makes me believe you really don't have an interest in living. You think these niggas gonna build a shit you say? I got a better chance joining the KKK. That's some real shit, though. I like you. That's why I didn't want to have to be the one you commit suicide to. Fuck Lotto. Call me your leader. I feel bad that I gotta murder that dude from Leave It to Beaver. I used to like that show. Now you got me in fight back mode. But oh well, you gotta go, then you gotta go. I hate to do this. I would love for this shit to last, so I'll take pictures of my rear end so you won't forget my ass. And all's well that ends okay. So I'll end this shit with a fuck you, but have a nice day.
Ward, I think you were a little hard on the beaver. So was Eddie Haskell, Wally, and Miss Cleaver. This guy keeps screaming. He's paranoid. Quick, someone get his ass another steroid. Blah, 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 blah. I hear what you said. Is that a tank top or a new bra? Look, Snoop Dogg has got a fucking boob job. Did you listen to the last round, meathead? Pay attention, you're saying the same shit that he said.
I'ma fuck you up.
Matter of fact, dog, here's a pencil. Go home, write some shit, make it suspenseful, and don't come back until something don't hit you. Fuck it, you can take the mic home with you. Looking like a cyclone hit you. Tank top screaming, Lotto, I don't fit you. You see how far the white jokes get you? Boys like, I vanilla ice gon' diss you. My motto, fuck Lotto. I'll get the 7 digits from your mother for a dollar tomorrow. Now everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up and follow me. Everybody from the 313, put your motherfucking hands up. Look, look. Now while he stands tough, notice that this man did not have his hands up. The free world got you gassed up. Now who's afraid of the big bad wolf? 1, 2, 3, into the 4. 1 pop, 2 pop, 3 pop, 4. 4 pop, 3 pop, 2 pop, 1. Your pop, he pop, no pop, none. This guy ain't no motherfucking MC. I know everything he's about to say against me. I am white, I am a fucking punk. I do live in a trailer with my mom. My boy Future is an Uncle Tom. I do got a dumb friend named Cheddar Bob who shoots himself in his leg with his own gun. I did get jumped by all 6 of you chumps. And we did fuck my girl. I'm still standing here screaming fuck the free world. You'll never try to judge me, dude. You don't know what the fuck I've been through. But I know something about you. You went to Cranbrook. That's a private school. What's the matter, dog? You embarrassed? This guy's a gangster. His real name's Clarence. And Clarence lives at home with both parents. And Clarence's parents have a real good marriage. This guy don't want to battle. He's shook. Cause ain't no such things as that place, crook. He's scared to death. He's scared to look at his fucking yearbook. Fuck Cranbrook. Fuck a beat. I go a cappella. Fuck a papa doc. Fuck a clock. Fuck a trailer. Fuck everybody. Fuck y'all if you doubt me. I'm a piece of fucking white trash, I say it proudly. And fuck this battle, I don't want to win. I'm outie. Here, tell these people something they don't know about me.
I think I decided to change.
Yeah, you know, you're the first one to rag on me. And once again, there goes the F and F and F word.
Yeah. I'm going to have to change it to tomorrow. I'm going to have to put the show on mature. Because, I forgot Eminem has his real problem with the F word. Like, he just loves saying the F word.
And so do we.
Yeah, I definitely do. It just sounds better on a Yeah, I guess you're right, because, I mean, I'm over here like, okay, well, you know, nobody can turn to the radio station and hear someone, you know, saying the F word that many times. I mean, if this was a regular radio station, FCC would have shut us down by now. But, man, I really had a point.
Should we begin?
Oh, yeah. The funny thing about it is Spanish people. I hear Spanish music all the time on the radio, and every time I hear it on the radio, I always have a Spanish cat next to me. He's always laughing. I'm like, what you laughing at? He goes, do you know what this means? I'm like, no, what does it mean? He tells me, and I'm like, wow. Apparently, they figure as though, oh, well, it's in Spanish. So if people don't know what the hell it's saying, or maybe the program director doesn't know that he's playing music that's talking about eating coochie or, you know, puta or that, you know what I mean? They'll play it, and they're, like, jamming to it, but they don't know what, you know what they're doing. So, it was like, y'all cursing y'all music and all that. We play it on the air, not knowing that what you're really saying is you're cursing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, give me a good, nasty, dirty curse word.
What, in Spanish?
Yeah.
Cabrón.
Yeah. So if you say that, and
you
people like...
You don't say carajo in Spanish, you know, but, you know.
How do you say the F word in Spanish?
Carajo.
Carajo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like you can say that all day and people won't know what the hell you're talking about. But when they finally realize, then, like the one saying that Dave Chappelle came up with. What was it? And people didn't know what the hell he was saying, so they was playing it on radio until they realized that was a sexual term and they stopped playing it. What was it? Something dealing with semen. Man. How did it go? I wish, what was it? I'm like, it was dealing with Little John and David Chappelle. How did it go? Actually, it was a Ludacris. It was on the Ludacris joint. Whatever. I'll remember it tomorrow. Thirsty Thursdays. They have different, like, sayings dealing with, like, you know, drinking and different days of the week that they consider drinking. For instance, they got Thirsty Thursdays. They got Effed Up Friday, Messed Up Monday, Sober Sunday, Trashed Tuesday, Wasted Wednesday, shit-faced Saturday, beer-drinking party Thursday. It's amazing. And they said that Thirsty Thursday is pretty much the Thirsty Thursday's term really came from college campuses. The title became popular when many people did not have early morning classes on Fridays, allowing them to drink and party on Thursday night. Every Thursday of every week during the semester is Thirsty Thursday. There is no specific or special date for it. Dude, it's Thursday, dude. Stop studying and have a beer. An early start to the weekend for many college students who go out and get sloppy on Thursday night. Hey! Are you going to study that? What the hell is that word? Are you going to... Hell no, it's Thirsty Thursdays. That's psych. I don't know. It looks like psych to me. Physic. Hey!
Yeah.
Are you here? Are you alive?
Yep. I'm trying. I told you I was trying to download the pictures. So,
Yeah, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow from 6 to 7. I don't know what the topic is going to be. I mean, when you see it from 6 to 7, it'll be something Friday. Whatever. I mean, we're still thinking. But hit us up on MySpace. Send the comments. Check out the pics. Comment the pics. www.myspace.com/THE_TD_show. Look up for Kuba JJ. Six Fizzle, S Dizzle. L-E. 6 to 7. MySpace page is definitely under construction. Keep it locked. Keep a tight ass. And we're out. Welcome to the extra edition of the TD show, where most of the time we're probably going to be playing music and just bugging out. I'm not going to be in here this long because we have things to do. We have things to talk about to prepare to have a good show for tomorrow. So, with that being said and done, I'm going to play this back-to-back. Maverick, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to play this. I'm going to play some more of that 8 Mile. Hey, Kuba.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen 8 Mile?
Mm-hmm.
Did you like it?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. I just lost my pictures. I'm, having a hard time. I downloaded the pictures. I copied them from the camera to the computer. Now, some way, somehow, you know how you make a new folder for it?
Yeah.
Find it easily. Now I can't find that folder.
Well, you better look for it. Did you erase them out your photo? Out your camera?
No, of course not. Of course not. But I can't find it. It's just killing me. Like, the reason why I can't find it, but then if I go to copy it again, it's just...
Watch that nigga kick this shit. Too bad.
All right, speed it up a little bit, eh? Come on, baby. All right, look. Yo. Your style is generic. Mine's authentic made. I roll like a renegade, uniquinigade. My technique's bizarre and ill. I scar and kill. You were a star until I served you like a bar and grill. I proceed to cook and grill ya. That's all it took to kill ya. You better recognize me like I look familiar. You wanna battle? You beat around the bush like you're scared to lick pussy, so you eat around the tush. I need a clown to push, someone that I can bully. Wait a minute, I don't think you understand fully. See, me without a style's like mustard without the Heinz. I lead the new school, you're a buster without the rhymes. I crush the shit out the line.
Now I'm the dashiki, smoking the lick. 10 freaky girls inside the chin jiggy. Girl, when you see me, you better believe me. This ain't a game,
anything
goes when it comes to hoes. I'm the kingpin when it comes to flow. You better ask someone if you don't know. When you see me, girl, say, what up now?
10 freaky girls. That's my part. And here's the lunch truck. This is also a good.
Hey, folks. Enough with the gay jokes. Especially from a gay broke bitch yourself. Hey, Lope. Check out Doodoo. He works here longer than me, and I get paid more than you do.
Serious, man.
Dog, take a seat. What's this guy standing in line for? He ain't got money to eat. Check this out. Yo. Guy cashed his whole check and bought one ho-ho. Fucking homo, little maggot, you can't hack it. Paul's gay, you're a faggot. VC admits it, don't even risk it. This guy's starving to death, someone get him a biscuit. I don't know what they told you, Mike. You must have them cornrows rolled too tight. The job, you wanna quit, but you can't. You worked at this plant so long, you're a plant. Look at your goddamn boots. For Christ's sake, they're starting to grow roots. On this mic, you get faded. You look like a pissed off rapper who never made it. And why you fucking with the gay guy, G? When really you're the one who's got the HIV. Man, I'm done with this clown. You saw. Fuck it. I'll let homegirl finish you off.
Hey, Kuba.
What's up?
What are you doing tonight?
What am I doing tonight? Nothing. Trying to finish unpack haven't really unpacked and stuff.
Oh, you lazy lima bean. Oh, lazy goat.
Why can't I find it? I'm really upset right now.
Well, just take it out your camera. Do it again.
It's telling me that I already have these in my computer.
Hey, you want Verve Reggaeton Latino Remix? You want Say Verve Loca El Reggaeton Latino Calle La Noche La Popola? What song you want?
None of those.
All right. What about Tuyo?
How about which one?
Tuyo.
No.
No me compares. Compares.
Compares?
Yeah.
No.
All right. Well, then F you then. I'm about to play some shit I want to hear then.
Go ahead. I want it, Angelito.
Huh?
I wanted Angelito.
That's what you wanted?
Yeah.
Let's see what this is. I'll Never Leave You. The reggae version. What about this? Yo soy tu hombre.
Yo soy tu hombre.
Hombre, yeah.
You're my man. That's what it means.
Oh, Lord. Pause that. Pause that!
DJ Applicate.
Going out to all the Boricuas, all the Cubanas, all the Dominicanas, all the eyes, all the women, all the Spanish women with the eyes at the end of the day. This is also going out to all the Patois speaking. All the reggae, all the chicks from the Virgin Islands, all the chicks from Jamaica, Cuba, Haitian, African, any race is black as hell, but a fat ass.
Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did I say I hate Block Talk Radio? Did I ever say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say it again. I hate Block Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a show, it says no scheduled show, guest call-in number, nothing. It says that I'm not on right now. Oh, man. This is a damn trip. This is a damn shame. Here's this shit together, man. You wouldn't have any problems. Let me see. Oh, well, they actually have all songs that we have. For some reason, they don't have it up here. I don't know, man. This is really pissing me off. So, did you find those pictures?
Yeah, I found them, and I'm putting them on MySpace right now, so you can pick whichever ones you want from there.
All right. Let's see. Archive segments. Oh, we had two people listening live today. Okay, let's see. All right, everyone, choose time. All right, 6 p.m. good with you?
Yeah, I guess.
Or should I change it to 6:30?
6:30 might be a little bit better because I think I get out of work about 6.
Well, hold on, let me see if it lets me.
Huh?
Let me see if it lets me. Nah, yeah. For an hour show, it's on, we're looking at 6 o'clock.
Looking at 6?
Yeah, for an hour show.
I'm just going to have to race out of work.
And 5:30 for a 9 o'clock show. And for a 2-hour show. 5 and after 11. So we're going to stick with the hour show, 60 minutes. Choose time, 26 and 7. And what's today? The 3rd, right?
Yes.
6 p.m. So it's Friday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, my ass looks big in that picture.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, actually, well, I was actually looking at another one.
Yeah.
And my butt looks huge in that picture, too.
It's the mirror that does it.
No, actually, this is the other one. This is the one by the door, actually. But the other side,
mm-hmm.
It's almost the same picture, the same pose as the other picture, but the other way.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think I'm standing. I don't know. It's just, wait till you see it. I'm going to name this picture. Let me see. I'm not going to name it yet. Hold on.
And pimp, and it is I. Ten jiggy girls, ten. Add new segment.
Oh no.
What?
And it's funny. My butt looks big in a lot of these pictures.
Yeah. You got a fat ass as well. Six to seven. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will be on here tomorrow and from now on from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. I'm just in the process of doing this because I'm about to get off of hair. This Blog Talk Radio is really pissing me off. And I gotta look for plane tickets.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You coming to visit me?
Yeah. I hate planes.
Mm-hmm.
So you better show me around to some fine-ass women out there, preferably some Cubans.
There's a whole lot of Cubans over here. You're going to have no problem with that.
See, what should we name Friday?
I don't know.
You know, F it. Finally, I would say
Motherflower Friday.
Yeah, Motherflower Friday. Uck Friday. Fuck you Friday.
Yeah, Motherflower Friday. How about that?
How about Finally Friday?
Finally Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, Finally
Was
Friday.
Was that too saucy?
Something like that.
A little too saucy?
Something like that.
So what should we put? Fabulous Friday?
Huh?
Fabulous Friday?
Frivolous Friday?
Fabulous.
Oh. I don't know.
Fabulo Friday.
I don't know.
Festival Friday.
No.
Funny Friday.
Maybe. That's a maybe. You can put that as a maybe.
What about F off Friday?
Nah.
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 I've noticed that if you tend to say a curse word fast, does it still count as a curse word?
Yeah.
Like, fuck it here.
Can't get away from that.
Huh?
I said you can't get away from that.
Well, yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck it here. Fuck off.
Oh, F off. Huh? Leave me the F alone. F off.
Fuck off. Fuck you. Oh, man. How about Flavor Friday?
How about... See, that's a maybe. So you gotta add to not just Flavor Fridays. Fat Flavor Fridays or something. You gotta add to it.
Fat Flavor Fridays. Let's see. You know, I'm too focused on trying to do the FF. I mean, it can always be something else.
Yeah, I was gonna say it has to be the FF.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Okay.
Let's see. Think of something that we can talk about that's funny. Trip and Stutter Friday.
That's every day.
Yeah.
That shouldn't even be a Friday. That's every day.
Yeah.
Why is it when you're looking for something, you can never find it?
Oh, bet. Shout Out Friday. And what Shout Out Friday will be, what Shout Out Friday will consist of is I'm going to shout out a word, and we're going to try to build off a topic off of that, like asshole. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm an asshole. And by the way, a lot of women out there love assholes for some reason. What is it about an asshole that you like?
I don't know.
I'll throw something out there like, fireplace.
Like who?
Fireplace. Have you ever had sex next to a fire? Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Shout Out Friday. Shout Out Fridays.
Hang
girls, hang, 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 hang
Yeah.
It's right. It consists of me shouting out a word, and we just vibing off of that.
All
right. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out Friday is tomorrow. Make sure you listen up, 6 to 7, playing all new music and all cuts and all that. Keeping it nice and sexy for you. Tune in tomorrow. Yeah, the rest of us. Kuba, Six Fizzle, S Dizzle, J Jizzle, and maybe L Izzle.
We'll all be on?
Well, yeah. Dips and dabs. If I had my cell phone on me, then be a wrap. I'm sure these guys is like, you know, calling me up like, yo, what's going on? My cell phone is a little on the dead side right now. So, hold on, let me see one more thing.
You said you had a car charger, right?
Yeah, but my cat bit through it. So now it's on the nervous side.
You need to invest in a charger, a home charger and a car charger separately, so you can have one at your car at all times and one in your home at all times, away from your cats.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. That would be helpful now, wouldn't it?
Very.
Effing asshole.
Little flower.
Yeah. All right, ass face. We're out of here. Keep it locked to the beat of the East Coast, the West Coast, the South Coast, the North Coast. Northeast, Southeast, West, East, East. Keep it locked. TD Show. Out!